Living things cannot survive without water. Yet, more than 700 million people worldwide have trouble getting clean, safe water. That number comes from the Water Project, a nonprofit group. It estimates that 1 in 9 people do not have access to safe and clean drinking water. Governments, non-governmental organizations, and charities sent representatives to Stockholm, Sweden, earlier this month for World Water Week activities. The subject for this year's Water Week campaign was Water and Waste, Reduce and Reuse. The United States Geological Survey defines wastewater as used water. It is the water that comes out of pipes from people's homes, from their bathrooms, washing machines, and dishwashers. It can contain substances such as human waste, food pieces, oils, and chemicals. Businesses and industries also use water that must be cleaned. Wastewater can also have harmful substances that wash off roads, areas where motor vehicles are kept, and tops of buildings when it rains. Todd Gartner of the World Resources Institute spoke with VOA from Stockholm by Skype. He says only a small amount of wastewater is being reused for other purposes.
Something like, I think it's only 4 or 5% of wastewater is being recycled for any useful purpose. And over 90% of wastewater is just raw water, right? You obviously have some nutrients and metals and other things that you need to filter out, but the technology is increasingly becoming available to treat and reuse that wastewater.
Gartner says the simple step, reusing water, could make a big difference. He notes that recycling is already happening in some places.
Even for potable water. And there's a lot of places where they're treating the water to drinkable standards. And if you think about that as an option, it dramatically reduces our need to rely on fresh water each time.
Treating wastewater is good for human beings because it provides fresh water for us. But it also helps the environment by keeping waste out of rivers and oceans.
80% of wastewater across the world is not treated at all, which means that it's running into oceans and bays.
Another problem is that people are using more clean water than our planet has. Sarah Freakins, a professor at the University of Southern California, spoke with VOA by Skype. She says agriculture is reducing the amount of water in the ground.
It's well known that the groundwater table level is dropping because of all the water that's been used for agriculture. And that means that actually we can't keep doing what we're doing for a very long time. We have to actually change what we're doing.
Todd Gartner believes there are two kinds of solutions. One is low technology, like reforestation or planting trees and fixing pipes that leak. More high-tech solutions include better watering methods for agriculture and factories to remove salt from salt water. On average, the world uses about 10 billion tons of water a day. And while 75% of our planet is covered with water, only about 2% is fresh water that comes from rivers, lakes, ice, and snow. The rest, 98% of the water, is in seas and oceans. It is too salty to drink. This is where desalination businesses come in. The International Desalination Association, an industry group, says there are more than 19,000 desalination plants worldwide. They process more than 92 million tons of water every day. But they require a lot of energy. Currently, desalination operations are found mostly in coastal nations with large energy supplies. Examples are found in the Middle East. Researchers are working to create a less costly technology. They are studying a process called membrane desalination. It moves water through special membranes that keep the larger salt molecules from passing through. Nikolai Vuchkov is president of Water Globe Consultants. He says other technologies, such as using membranes with enzymes and nanoparticles, may cut the cost of using desalination for large amounts of water. He spoke to VOA by Skype.
This type of structure, if we could imagine that we could generate that structure that looks like a honeycomb, we would increase production about 20 times to what we have today.
Scientists say finding a less costly desalination process would mean less pressure on natural sources of clean water. And Todd Gartner says everyone should have access to clean water.
You know, water is a human right, and so we want to make sure that everyone has access to clean, timely, plentiful water. Right now, we are not allocating it in a way that would suggest it is a human right, and that everybody deserves their equal share.
But for now, the world still faces each day with not having enough water for everyone. I'm Ann Ball.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.